The Lord be with you.
And
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves. He said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes. They'll condemn him to death, hand him over to the Gentiles, to be mocked and scourged and crucified. He'll be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you're asking. Can you drink the chalice that I'm going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be the first among you shall be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. The opening prayer, we pray that we would be schooled in good works so that we will receive gifts from on high. I like that. So, schooled in good works so they will have gifts from on high. So what the prayer was saying, we dedicate ourselves to acts of charity. The gifts from on high will basically be heaven. We will go to heaven. So that should encourage us to ask ourselves, what are the good works that God is calling us to do right now? St. Philip Neri would always say to his disciples, after doing a lot of good works, "When are we going to start?" I like that. After already doing a lot, when are we going to start? If you like, the best word in Spanish is nunca basta. Okay? Never say enough. We can always do more. Okay, the first reading, they're conniving to try to get the prophet condemned. Why? Because the typical work of the prophet in the Old Testament was to denounce the evil of the people. And they didn't want to give up their evil ways. So they're plotting to condemn and to kill the prophet. How can we apply this to us? Did you ever have to correct your children? Yes? Do they like that? So when you correct your children, thank you, Mom, I just was waiting for you to correct me. They get angry, right? Why are you doing that? Out of love for them, right? It's called fraternal correction. We as priests sometimes have to give homilies that people don't like. Well, we've got to give it anyway. Because you have a right to the fullness of the truth. Saint Maximian Kolbe said that the saints did not water down the gospel, but they tried to live it in authenticity. Faith, I think that we read the gospel as something, well, that was 2,000 years ago. I'm living in the United States in the year 2020, so it has to be adapted to American culture, right? I think we've all done that, at least unconsciously. Let's adapt it to the modern world. The saints really try to live it, literally. So maybe next time you read the gospel, don't put on your cultural adaptation hat, but maybe say, maybe God is really challenging me to do something that I don't want to do. To move me out of my complacency. Move me out of my comfort zone. How is a bird gonna fly if he's never kicked out of the nest, right? We tend to nest because we like our comfort zone. Gospel is just filled with a lot. There's a lot of dynamics in the gospel. Hopefully you're paying attention. James and John were brothers. They're fishermen. Peter and Andrew were brothers. They're fishermen. The mother of James and John had an idea. There are 12 apostles, but two of those apostles, they're my sons. They're my sons. I'm going to go up to the Lord. Tell the Lord to give them the best places in the kingdom of heaven. So one will sit on the Lord's left, the other one will sit on the Lord's right. I want the best for my sons. Now Jesus responds to the apostles by saying, can you drink from the chalice that I'm drinking from? Now, drinking from the chalice of the cup in Hebrew culture was a sign of friendship. Any interpretation will give you that. It's a sign of friendship. We're not going to do that today because of the coronavirus, are we, no? Probably not. So it's a sign of friendship. Another interpretation for a chalice in the Bible, 90% of the time, chalice. Chalice points to the cross. So they only had partial interpretation of the word chalice. Their interpretation then was, of course, we're friends, we're going to drink from the same chalice, of course. We've done it, we're going to do it always until we separate. They did not understand the meaning of the beginning of the gospel. Jesus was saying the Son of Man has to go to Jerusalem to suffer and to die. So said yes spontaneously, it was to his friendship, which is great. But his friendship related to the cross, it never dawned on them at that moment. Later on, James is going to be beheaded. They're going to try to kill John more than once. Then the other apostles hear about this. What happens? We already see the real human foibles or weaknesses of the other apostles. They get angry. How dare the apostles, James and John, ask the Lord to get the best seats in the kingdom? So they became indignant. It's kind of like in the family holiday of sibling rivalry. You know what that is? You give attention to one son and he says, why are you giving more attention to him and not to me? It almost seems to be childish, doesn't it? It seemed to be childish. And then our Lord intervenes, and our Lord is always teaching. The Lord takes every opportunity to form and teach the apostles. He says, if you want to be the greatest, what did he say? He said, whoever wants to be the greatest must be willing to serve the others. To serve and not to be served. Because the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life in ransom for many. So, three practical conclusions, and my last point will be in honor of St. Joseph. Is if we want to follow Christ, we have to be willing to serve. Mother Teresa said this, and it really comes out well in Spanish. Aquel que no vive para servir, no serve para vivir. Like that? Aquel que no vive para servir, no serve para vivir. He who is not willing to serve others, does not serve to live. Mother Teresa is saying, we have to serve. We have to serve. And second is this. We all have to suffer in one way or another, right? Don't waste your suffering. Okay? Amen? We all have to suffer. Don't waste your suffering. Suffering will either make you better or bitter. Yeah. Better or bitter. United to the cross, John Paul II says we're all called to be little co-redeemers. I like that. One Redeemer, Christ, Mary is a co-redemptress, but all of us are called to be little co-redeemers. Our sufferings can be instrumental in saving many souls. And let's end with St. Joseph. I was listening to a commentary in Relevant Radio by St. Peter Julian Aymar. It says that the person that suffered most in the world was Jesus, then Mary, and then St. Joseph. He was the third. We never think about that because he's so silent, does not say a word, but he suffered everything that Jesus and Mary suffered, he suffered also. And as I said yesterday, I think it was this Mass, whenever there's a moment of glory in the life of Jesus and Mary, St. Joseph recedes into the background. But when there's trial and tribulation and suffering, St. Joseph takes the lead. Wow. light into Egypt, right? Jesus born in the stable of Bethlehem, right? So these moments of suffering, St. Joseph takes the lead to carry the cross first, then Mary and Jesus. So that's our message today. What ways are you called to serve? What are your sufferings that you can offer to the cross in the Mass to be instrumental in saving immortal souls for all eternity? Amen.